Tuesday, Parshas Toldos, Shmitas Vav.
Rabbeisai, this is a really difficult sugya, Daf Gimel Amud Beis here in Kedushin, and there's a lot of work that the person has to spend to try to really understand. There's a lot of different, so many different layers that we have to go through, because the Gemara is saying, if it would only say this, it should say this, let's say it said that, not this. We're talking about Kedushin, we're talking about all different things. So we're going to try with Siyata Shmaya, try to do our best. If there's certain things that you have to work on, in order to make sure that you understand it, that's what we have Night Seder for, Rabbeisai. So we spoke about you on Sunday, we spoke about a major machloikes between Rashi and the Ritva in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hashda v'ima kabukdisha v'chsiv esbit nesati ishazeh v'ihi tishkol or shakla kaspa." I don't know if there's a difference. I'm not sure if there's a significant difference between the notion of shakla or tishkol. Rashi changes it from ihi shakla kaspa ihi tishkol kaspa. I'm wondering if maybe that's more meduik taka Rashi that she tells him. I'm not really sure. I'll kopan him, but Rashi seems to say that the vart is over here. It's tam. It's efshar shalchinim zikeh kaziv. It's not something that's technically impossible, but it's just something that is. Anyone, how do we say it?
Ethical.
It's unethical. It's not. It works mechanically. It works in lumdis. It's just unethical. And the Ritva seems to say it doesn't work in mechanics. That was the Gemara's question. So one thing's for sure. The Gemara says, So it's a given already. That's a given that we're going to have this metzias. That it's not Lidi Da, goes to the father. But now the Gemara asks the question. Frek the Gemara, Ve'emahani mili k'tano, De'les lo yad. Maybe that's only a k'tano, that she has no yad. Avol, Naira de'is lo yad, L'kabok du'sheah, Takdashi, Navsho v'tishkol kaspa. What's the Gemara's question? So Rashi learns the Gemara's question is that maybe when it said it's bitin aside to Lishazel, what was that talking about? Aktana. And then Achanami, the father is the one who's Makabal Kudusha, and the father is the one who gets the money. But maybe when it comes to a Naira, and our Mishnah says, Avzaki bito b'kdusheah b'kishihi Naira, it says, maybe by Naira it's not that way. How does the Mishnah know even by Naira it's true? That's the Gemara's question. And Rashi runs into trouble because the Pasuk of Maitzi Shamra is clearly talking about Naira. That the Pasuk is talking about Ktana. The Pasuk says Naira. We spoke yesterday, the day before, that why does Rashi only bring the middle Pasuk, not the first Pasuk? Maybe, and the Ritzah is Madgish. It's Naira. Mamish HaKosim Medaber. It's Mamish Naira. And the Tosfos brings from this Saklua, and Rashi brings from the Lashon HaPasuk. We spoke about all that stuff, but either way, it's Naira. Everyone agrees that Motzi Shem is only Naira for many reasons. The Lashon HaPasuk, because you don't give Einshim to Akhtana, because you're not Chayiv Motzi Shem Akhtana Kopanim. What in the world is Rashi saying? So Rashi has to do a little wiggle. He has to do a little snuggy. And what does he do? Says Rashi, he says that Enachanami. Lemaisa, when this whole story happened, all the drama of there's no Basulim and all that, she was really a Naira. But when the words as beating Asati Lishazel, which is in the whole beginning of the Parsha, when did they get married? Maybe she got married when she was a Ketana. That's Rashi's Pshat. And the Ritva argues. The Ritva says, we started this yesterday, the Ritva says, Einoi Nachayim. He disagrees. Says the Ritva, what's Pshat in the Gemara? Ritter says, Avada, when the Pasuk says, beaten aside the Shazel, what's the Pasuk talking about? A Naira! State Pasuk Naira! So what does the Gemara mean? Ma'ani mi l'ktana. The Gemara means the following thing. Maybe the Gemara means, maybe by a ktana, that only she can be Mekadesh. By a ktana, only the father can be Mekadesh. Ma'ani mi l'ktana means that the ktana is that only the father is Mekadesh. Aval, if she's a Naira, maybe it's either her or her father. Hainu de Amrinon. Naira isla yad miyas lis kadesh ein la'av ki yesh la'av nami taktish in nafsha tishko pakaspa kimat shi mekadesh atzmo. Read the better. It says over there. Im yesh la'av la naira la kadesh af hi atzmo oy avir v'loy hi. The shayla is only af hi atzmo her also, or just the father? That the father mekabel kedushin, and that's beating the sadly says is going to be talking about an ayra.
How does the pasuk show us that?
That what?
The Yohani Mili is going on the pasuk of Hasbiti, right? So how does Hasbiti show us that both could be Mekadosh?
No, well, no, the pasuk said is talking about Naira. So maybe when the pasuk, we never had a half a minute, the father can't be Mekadosh. So the pasuk says this, Hasbiti Nasati Taka, we see the father, and if the father can be Mekadosh, who gets the money? Him. So what's the Gemara's half a minute or not? Maybe by Naira, she can also be Mekadosh. She could also be Mekadosh. That's the way the Ritva learns. And Rashi doesn't seem to have such a habit. I mean, Rashi is either him or her. What do you mean? In, like who? The Gemara is a little bit difficult. Like Mishnah, Hani Mili seems like, and this is what I think that Moshe was trying to say, Hani Mili, the Pasuk of Esbiti, Hani Mili Ketana. According to the Ritva, it's not saying that. Because the Pasuk's talking about, also talking about Naira.
Why should I make a difference to the Ritva? Whoever does it gets it.
What?
According to the Ritva, who cares if she can do it and he can do it?
And a chanaim, whoever does it gets it. But maybe he could, maybe she could still makadosh herself. And the father doesn't necessarily, and it's not only the father. Maybe she could taka be makadosh herself. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara's going to answer, no, she can't be makadosh herself. So it comes out, according to Rashi, what was the havamina of Emahani Miliktana Aval? Naira is different. Naira, who's makadosh, according to Rashi? Only the father. Who gets the money? Only the father. And according to the ritual, what was the havamina of the Gemara? Maybe she can be Mekadesh, or he could be Mekadesh. By Ketanu, who's Mekadesh? Only the father. She doesn't have a yad. But by Naira, maybe they could both be Mekadesh. This is a Machloikas Rashi and Ritva, how to learn the sugya. I would like to suggest, perhaps, this Machloikas Rashi and Ritva is going to be a Machloikas Rashi and Ritva. Lishitasam, let me explain to you how. Okay? It's a little complicated. But I would like you try to, I'd like you to try to work with me on this. I'd like to suggest that this is Rashi and Ritva Lishitasam. I'll tell you how. I'd like to suggest that Rashi cannot have the Ritva's Mahalach. He can't do it. Rashi has no choice but to force the pasuk to be talking about Ketana. And Rashi, it's like it's a force in Rashi, right? The Ritva is saying, "Come on, the pasuk's talking about Naira. Okay, it means Naira, but the beginning was Ketana, and the end is Naira." Rashi's why can't? What's wrong with the Ritva's pshat? Rashi rejects it. I'll explain to you why. The Gemara told us a svara. The Gemara says, "Hochi hashta." What's this? What's the Gemara saying? According to the Ritva, it's impossible. The makne gets the money. Not makne doesn't get the money. That's what it is. Whoever is the makne gets the money. They go together. So now, if she's the makne who gets the money, if he's the makne who gets the money, him. The Ritva is telling me something which blows my mind. You could have two maknes. What happens if he's makadish? He'll get the money. She's makadish, she'll get the money. By Naira, so who? Basically, what does it boil down to? Whoever gets there first. They could both be. But one thing's for sure: if he's makadish, she's makadish. Okay, that's what the Ritva says. Rashi had a different gang. Rashi's gang was. The Torah gave him a schus. Why did the Torah give him this schus? What's the point? It's unethical that he's getting the schus if he's not going to get the money. So what do I see from the fact that he got a schus? He gets the money. So now, let's say they can both be Mekadosh. Does he have a schus? That's a schus. He has a schus. Well, can someone else be Mekadosher? Can someone else be Mekadosher?
Yeah.
No.
Herself.
Can anyone else be Mekadosher? So then he got a schus. Why did he get that schus? So, but Rashi says it's unethical to think that he's getting a schus without getting the money. So,
that's
what Rashi says.
That's when he does the schus.
What?
No,
that's when he gets the schus. What? Why did the Torah give him the schus for? What did he give it to him for?
But
why did the Torah give him the schus? What was the purpose? Because the Torah wanted him to get the money. So at Kamas, the Torah wants him to get the money. Perhaps Rashi is saying that it can't be that he has the schus and she gets the money. It can't be. According to the Ritzvah, it's not a svara that if you're giving you a schus, you have to get money. According to the Ritzvah, the pshat is whoever's the makna gets the money. So okay, we can have two maknas, but over here we gave him a schus. So she chapped him ois, and she was makadosh herself first. We still gave him a schus. That means we're giving him the money. So he has to get the money. So Rashi can't have, perhaps, Rashi can't have that this a situation where either one can do it, and if she does it, she gets the money. No. If once the Torah gave him a schus, he's getting money. Because why else the Torah gave him the schus? Obviously because the Torah wanted him to get the money. So therefore, it doesn't make sense that if he has a schus, that she's going to get the money. Can't be. Rashi can't live in both worlds. The Ritzvah, it's saying there's no such thing as no problem ethically of him having a schus and her getting the money. The point is, whoever's the makneh gets the money. He's not the makneh. He could be the makneh, but he's not the makneh. So what? So it could be. The fact is, whoever's the makneh gets the money. So if he's the makneh, he gets the money. She's the makneh, she gets the money. But Rashi's saying, no, in the schus that the Torah gave him, it's this gala to us that he has to get the money. Why is the Torah giving the schus? Does he have to nutz the schus? He has to yut mechatesi. Just because
he's on him?
What?
The schus is always on him. It's not a case-by-case basis.
What do you mean?
Like if she does it, he doesn't have the schus.
He has the schus. He just didn't use the schus. The Torah gave him the schus to marry her off. Did the Torah not give it to him?
So if he doesn't do
can someone else marry her off?
Maybe.
No.
If he doesn't do so, the schus, why does he give
it? Because it's just a giloy. Why did the Torah give him the schus? Obviously the Torah wants him to get the money. But the Torah gave him the schus. The Torah is saying, you know why we're giving you this? So you could get the money. Okay, so now could someone else marry? How could someone else chat me ois? If that's why the Torah gave me this chus, that's the reason. Whatever Pshat and Rashi is, we have to understand what Rashi is saying. But Rashi is saying one thing: the reason why the Torah gave him this chus is for what reason?
Money.
So how could someone else chat me ois? That's what the Torah gave him this chus for. It doesn't make sense. It's the same unethical. What did the Torah give him this chus for? That someone else should be able to chat me ois?
There's
nothing to do with schus.
Therefore, either one.
No, therefore, either one. Whoever's the machne. The Ritz is being mechadish something else. I can have two machnes. How does the Ritz do that? I'm not 100% certain, but well, maybe we'll have to see that later. But I'll call upon him. I could hear that Rashi over here can't go like the Ritzvah, because the Rashi who needs that whoever has, once the father gets the schus, the father has to get the money.
Why is it all about money? Why can't the schus be that he gets a say?
We spoke about it.
Rights or benefits?
Sorry.
Why can't it be that according to Rashi, the daughter in law?
What? What'd you say?
Why can't it be that according to Rashi, the daughter could also be
unethical?
That's a good question. That we'll have to see. That's a good question.
It works with the same unethical.
Why is that unethical?
She's the one who did it, so why should he get the money for it?
No, because that's not a problem. It's just a problem. It's not her. It's not a schus for her to be makadosh herself. Just saying, she's makadosh herself because she's her. She's her, right? That's it's not really a schus. We're giving someone else an outside schus. What are you giving me that for? Obviously, I should get the money. Okay, so let her be makadosh herself and me get the money. Maybe that'll work. We'll have to see. We'll have to see if we can work with that. No, she just has a yad. Doesn't mean she has a yad.
She has the ability.
She has the ability.
Yeah.
Okay. Rabbi said, what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara is now wondering, maybe Espitin Asati Lishaze is not telling me that he can be Makadish totally. You have to get back to your question. You have to hold on. Okay. Answers the Gemara. Amar kra binureha beisaviha kol shvach neurim laaviha. This is a pasuk. The pasuk says binureha beisaviha. What's the pasuk talking about? Pasuk says eila chukim asher tziva Hashem l'Moshe benish lishto benav lebitoy binureha beisaviha. When she's in her nairus stage, beisaviha kol shvach neurim. What does shvach mean? Gain and profit goes laaviha. So therefore, what do I see from over there? That when she's a naira also. So maybe you're right. What do we see from a Bitin and Kansati Nishazeh only? Tana. Now I can learn Naira from Kol Shvach Neurim La'aviha. That's what the Gemara suggested. Frekt, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky Akasha. And he asks, 8 minutes. And that's what I say. I want to explain this and we have to understand it because there's so many different layers here to understand. Frekt, 8 minutes. Hold on a second. All I see from Kol Shvach Neurim La'aviha is that the father gets the money. Shvach means what? Benefits or a profit. Kol shvach neurim la'aviha. How do we see that the father's the makadish? Who said the father's the makadish?
It means rights.
What?
It means rights.
What means rights?
Shvach means rights.
So we'll see what he says exactly, but let's translate it first literally. What does it sound like? Benefit, profit. What do we see? He's the Makadish. What do you mean? What would he know it was?
Akasha was, would you know he gets the money, or would you know he does?
We thought when she was a Naira, who's Makadish? Only her, according to Rashi. Let me explain. According to the Ritva, this is not going to be Shver. L'chayra. Because according to the Ritva says, whoever is the Makadish gets the money. If Kol Shvach Nurim Le'aviha, that means that the father is going to be the Makadish. Because we're not separating between the two of them, according to the Ritva. The Makadish gets the money, the Makna gets the money. So therefore, they're going to go together. But Rashi, that learned that they don't have to go together. Rashi learned that there's, in theory, I could have the father getting the money and the girl being the Makadish. But why would I give him a schus? Maybe we didn't give him a schus. She can be Makadish herself and he just gets the money. Without having a schus. Who said he has a schus on a naira? He has a schus on a ktana, I know. Who said he has a schus on a naira? What's the Gemara mean to say? Because just because Shvach Nurim, we want to know the father can be Makadish on naira. Maybe not. Maybe taktish nafsha v'tishko kaspa. In the Gemara's question, there's two things here. She can be Makadish herself, and she gets the money. Says the Gemara, Shvach Nurim. Shvach Nurim only addresses that she gets the money. How do we address the fact that she's the one who's being Makadish? Maybe she can still be Makadish herself. From where do we see from Binurel Beis Aviyah that the father's the Makadish? Like we said, this is only Kasha on Rashi, L'choy not on the Ritva. Come to gain. Reb Shloima Haimin, the Heilige Rosh Hashim von Torah V'das. Zok Reb Shloima Haimin, that's not Pshat in Binurel Beis Aviyah. And that's kind of what Aaron was saying. It's not Pshat. That's not what it means. Binurel Beis Aviyah doesn't just mean prophets. It means that she is totally under the control of her father. It's relevant to getting profits. It's relevant to a lot of things. But if her father is totally, if she is totally in her father's domain, so can the father be Makadisher? Yes. So I see in Binurel Beis Aviyah that the father can be Makadisher. Where do I see it? So he's medayik in the lashon of Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says binurel beis aviyah hachi darish lo kol zman shebinurel he shel aviyah. What does that mean? He shel aviyah. She is her father's. And therefore, as a result of that, all the shvach goes to her father. But what do we see from the words binurel beis aviyah? Says Rashi, she belongs to her father. So can her father be Makadisher? Yes. Because the father, she belongs to him. It's not just saying the prophets of Nureha go to the father. She is her father's. Her father owns her. Similarly to the way he owns a katana. Binureha beis aviyah. She's her father's in her father's house. Her father can be Makadisher.
Shvach is not bilus.
What?
Shvach is not bilus. Now we're trying to make it sound like he owns her.
Right, that's correct. He owns her.
How does he get the
Shvach? The Shvach is just is an outgrowth of the fact that she is her father's. Binurel Beis Aviyah, not just Shvach. Shvach is a Toitzah. Why do you get the Shvach? You know why? Because I own her. He shall Aviha, Rashi says. What does the words he shall Aviha mean? She is her father's. I'm going to bring it out. Hold on a second. I'm going to bring it out even further.
Rashi limits says that only he shall Aviha.
So you have to know if that, okay. I hear you have to know if Rashi means only that much or not. He's taking it of Kalevsky Arasof. This is how far he takes it. Okay, he's going to take it Arasof. Here goes. Says the following thing. Now the Gemara is going to say, okay, so you're suggesting to me from this pasuk, I see she belongs to her father, and therefore the father can do what? Make Hadashur, the father can
money.
Get the money, all that stuff. Okay, great. So I should be able to see other things from this pasuk too. For example, what about Maisi Adayim? What about if she works? Does the father get the money? Well, what's the halacha of Maisa? Does the father get the money when she works? Yeah. Where do we learn it from? Now, right now, you should say, hold on a second. You could see the father gets the Kesef Kedushin from Binurel Beis Aviyah. So you should say to me right now, you see from Binurel Beis Aviyah. If she's working, the father gets the money. But we don't. That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, Ve'ela, Hada Amarav, Huna Amarav. We start off the sugya with Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Now we're at Rav Huna Amar Rav. Minayin shemayse habas le'av shenemar kim karishas bitul amar ma'alma ma'ase de'al le'rav af bas na'am ma'ase de'al le'aviha. Why don't you just learn it out from Binu Rav Beis Aviyah? It should be enough to tell me that the father gets her ma'ase yodayim. Why is that not enough? Why do I need a pasuk? And what's the pasuk we're using? Kiim Korishas Bitoy La Amma. There's a drasha there that just like I can sell her as an Amma, I also get her Maisi Yadayim. What do I need that for? Want to learn it from Binu Rabbi Savia? So the Gemara is going to suggest, I see Binu Rabbi Savia is not a legitimate limud. Because if it was legitimate limud for Kesef Kiddushin, it would be a legitimate limud for Maisi Yadayim. From the fact that it's not a legitimate limud for Maisi Yadayim, it's not a legitimate limud for Kesef Kiddushin, and something's wrong. What's wrong? That pasuk's talking about a forest of Darim. No sheiches. Binu Rabbi Savia, it's nice words and everything, but that's talking about a forest of Darim. So leave me alone. So now we're back to our question. So how do you know by a naira?
Why should that matter to us, though? Of course, what we just said, that Sa'ah just means everything. Why is it who cares?
It has absolutely nothing to do with it.
So we'll see. The Gemara is going to talk about that somewhat. Okay? Now, comes along Rabbi Yaakov Shekhalevsky, and he brings a kasha from the Pnei Yeshua. Everybody, you have to hold cup here. You have to know this Gemara cold. It's the following thing. The Pnei Yeshua. Rabbi Yaakov Shekhalevsky brings the Pnei Yeshua. He asks the following question. You, Gemara, are suggesting that I don't need the pasuk of Kiyim Karisha's Bito La'ama because I could just use Binu Rabbi Savia. And that would be fine for you. And therefore, the ripple effect is therefore you're saying Binu Rabbi Savia is not a good pasuk. But maybe Binu Rabbi Savia was a decent pasuk. But Kiyim Kareishas Bito is a better pasuk. Maybe I could have learned from Binu Rabbi Savia, but I got a better pasuk. What's better? Says the Pnei Yeshua, I'll tell you. If a man buys a woman as an Amma Evriya, can he force her to work? Of course he can. Because if he can't, then what's he paying for? Can a father force his daughter to work? Hold on a second. Can a father force his daughter to work? I'm not sure. Let's figure out where we learn it from. If we learn it from Binu Reha Beis Aviyah, Kol Shvach Nu'urim Le'aviyah, the father gets all of the profit. So what does that mean? If there's profit, he gets it. If there's no profit, he doesn't get it. Hold on a second. Which would mean, in theory, if I learn it from this pasuk, it just means if there's profit. Can I force her to work? Maybe not. But if I learn it from Kiyim Karishas Bitoy La'oma, Ma'oma Ma'isya Del L'Rabba Af Ma'isya, which means just like an Oma. What's the din by Oma? Force. What's going to be the din by Das? Force. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that's why we need this pasuk. Because if you just learn from Binu Rabbi Savia, I won't know that. I need it. If I would have Binu Rabbi Savia alone, would I be able to learn that the father gets the Maisa Yodayim if it exists? Yes. But I need this pasuk to tell me mer from them that he can even force her. As I frek the Pnei Yeshua.
Is that true?
Pnei Yeshua is assuming that as a fact. He's assuming that. We're going to see it's a machloikas. He's assuming that. Comes Ari Barnett and he says, Hold on a second. Wait 1 minute. If Binu Reha Beis Aviha means that he shall Aviha, that he could be Mekadesh her, you know what else it means? He could force her to work. It doesn't mean profits. It means he shall Aviha. She belongs to her father. He could be Mekadesher. He could force her to work. You do all those things. So the Gemara that's trying to learn from Kiyimkar can already learn that from an Rabbi Aviha. So it's not Shver. He shall Aviha. So Rabbi Yaakov Meshkalevsky is taking this till the end. When it says Binu Rabbi Savia, it means mamish, it's like he owns her, almost like his cow. You could work your cow, you could sell your cow, you could do the same, you could marry your daughter off, you could force her to work. Halacha l'maaseh, ask Rabbi Yaakov Meshkalevsky, can you force your daughter to work? Pnei Yeshua, can you force your daughter to work? Yes. Yeah. Yes, you can force it to work. And that's going to be Pshat and Gemara. Pshat and Rashi. Now, Reb David Pavarsky argues, it's a machlokes haintiga achroinim, Rabbi say. He says, you can't force your daughter to work. It's not true. It's not true. You can't force your daughter to work. Lamaisa, you can't force your daughter to work. So he's going to go the Gemara in the opposite direction. Let's think of the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Pnei Yeshua says, I need the Pasuk Yish King Kres Bito Lama to teach me that I can force my daughter to work. What does he say?
Okay.
You can't. So is Binurei Beisavia a sufficient Pasuk?
Yeah.
It's good enough. Because it's not true that you can force your daughter to work.
So how do you sell her, like, even for someone who forces her?
What? So how could you sell her for someone to force her? So that we're going to see. We're going to see.
How?
A pasuk.
So the
pasuk is giving. So the pasuk is giving you the right to do something that you don't necessarily have. That's what he speaks about. Abdul Bavarsky speaks about it a little bit. He says, like this. It basically boils down to the following thing. It boils down to the following thing. When a father sells his daughter as an umma, according to the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Yaakov Gomel Shekalevsky, what is he basically doing?
He's selling his rights
to his daughter to someone else. I can force her to work, now you can force her to work. He's selling his rights to someone else. According to Rabbi David Pavarsky, which is what I believe Gavriel is pointing out, that's not what he's doing. Why not? Because he can't force her to work. And the person he sells to can force her to work. The Torah gave him a schus to sell his daughter as an omer. Let me ask you a question. Can a father be mekadesh his daughter to someone? Can he marry her himself?
Maybe, yeah. Only because of a special iser.
Yeah, I don't think we have to do that.
He can't force her himself. He can't make her an omer.
When she's an Amma, then you can force her. But he's not, that's what he's doing. He's making her an Amma.
She's not his Amma.
Yeah, she's not his Amma. Right? She can't be his Amma. Okay, our boys, we're going to have to work this out, but then we're going to move further a little bit, okay? We're going to have to work this out.
What's this underlying assumption about Shach being, like, hers? Like, a husband gets Peros from his wife. He doesn't own her fields. He gets value out of it.
Right.
But he's not the owner in any way.
Right.
He has no power over
the husband.
So I'm saying, why is it so crazy to think that the father here gets from his daughter's work? He gets it, but it doesn't mean
it's not crazy. That's what the Torah says.
But it doesn't extend violence.
It's not crazy. That's what the Varsky says. But Rabbi Yaakov,
where's Rashi coming up with this thing?
Because we have a problem. If not, then what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is suggesting over here that we should learn from Ben Rabbi Zaviyah. How could you learn from Ben Rabbi Zaviyah that the father's the Makadish? We got a big problem with the Gemara. We have a problem with the Gemara. In Rashi. Now again, in the Ritva, the problem is not Shver. So therefore, Reb David Pavarsky can learn like the Ritva. But in Rashi, we got a serious. Therefore, Rashi has to extend the Gemara to Hishal Aviyah. He's got to jump all the way over there, or else, who said that the father's the Makadish? Why? He gets the prophets. Okay, we want to know that the father's the Makadish. E Taktish Napsha, Vitikshko Kasva. What do you say? No, that she's going to get the money, but how do you know the father's the Makadish? Akol Ponim, Rabbi Isai, Mazok the Gemara Vaiter. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Ish kim gras bitoy." This is where we're up to la ama. Koyeseiru v'darish la bitoy harayu loyka ama. Ubitoy nairash minon di bektana la itzruch hash tizvuni mazvin la ma'isi yadel mi boyer. The Gemara says, "How do we know if yim kim kor ish is bitoy la ama is talking about a naira? Maybe it's talking about a katana. The Gemara katana for sure he could sell. He gets ma'isi yadayim of a katana. If he could sell her, he gets ma'isi yadayim." So what does that Gemara mean? If he could sell her, he gets ma'isi yadayim. According to Chesky, what it means is, Vos mate sell my daughter. What does it mean? I'm selling my ma'isi yadayim. So if I could sell her, I'm obviously selling what I have. I have ma'isi yadayim. Right? But according to what we're saying for Abdul Pavarsky, the Gemara's got to be saying something a little different. Right? Because ma'isi yadayim is different than selling. Ma'isi yadayim, I can't force. Selling, I can force. So I could sell her. For sure I get her ma'isi yadayim. It's not exactly the same thing. It's just like some sort of kal v'chomer, it sounds like. If I could sell her where someone else can force her, kal v'chomer, I'm going to get her ma'isi yadayim. At least I'll get the shvach. Says the Gemara, typically, minu rea, yiminu ave matzi lemelof, elokoch, doloyolof mehasam, shamini minei. Rashi says that we made a mistake. It's not a drush on Shvach Nurim. It's just talking about Afaras Nedarim. We thought this was an umbrella pasuk telling me about all Nairus, that the father, she's in her father's domain. It's not true. It's just saying that Benugei Afaras Nedarim, that the father can be made for her Neder. Okay. Comes along Tosfos and the Ritva, and they ask a very interesting question. And this is going to be complicated. There's a Shema Siyata D'Shemaya, we're going to try to figure it out. Comes along Tosfos and the Ritva, and they ask the following thing. The Gemara says, Rashi quoted the Gemara, from the fact that the father can sell her, means the father gets the Maisi Adayim. Says Tosfos and the Ritva, from the fact that the father can sell her, he should also be able to be Mekadosher. Do the same thing. The Gemara says, for the fact the father can sell her, he gets her Maisi Adayim. Says Tosfos in the Ritva, from the fact that the father can sell her, he should be able to be Mekadosher. That's the question. The same way we want to extrapolate that the father gets Maisi Adayim from the fact the father can sell her, we should be able to extrapolate the father can be Mekadosher because the father can sell her.
This is
the question of the Rishonim. Hold off for a second, guys. This is the kasha. I'll show it to you inside. Rishonim asked this kasha. We have to see what their teretz is. Maybe we're being mechavim to their teretz. But this is the kasha of Rishonim. Let's see it inside first in Tosfos, and then in the Ritva. Tosfos says ve'ei mahanim liktana. Says Avigav the Kroa Iri leBenayra the Saklu of Oyd Maitzi Shem Alakatana Pati Mekomakom Yishlo Hachikomer Spiti Nasati Lisha Zeki Shoyis Katana Va'ati Gedoylevim Toimer. We saw that already. Halakatana lo itzrich kra. I don't need a pasuk for katana. The hashda zavuni mazmin lo kesef kedushel mi boye. If the father can sell her as a slave, so for sure he's going to get the kesef kedushin. The chi high gavna amrinon gabi maisi yodeho beperak nashin is espatato. Similarly, you said by maisi yodeho, which is the father can sell her gets maisi yodeho. If the father can sell her, the father gets kesef kedushin. So Tosfos just, all he's doing is he's exchanging, or he's substituting Maisi Adayim for Kesef Kedushin. If the father can sell her, he gets Maisi Adayim. If the father can sell her, he gets Kesef Kedushin. Kasha! That's a Kasha. What's the Kasha? Hold on 1 second. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is, so why do we need a Pasuk for Ketana? I know already the father gets Kesef Kedushin or Ketana. The Gemara is suggesting Espitin Asati is coming to tell me Ktana. I know that already. Because if the father can sell the Ktana, what does the father automatically get? Gets the Kedushin of the Ktana. What do you mean?
Maybe you can use this Kedushin, you can get the money, but how do you know he can make it?
Okay, so we'll have to see about that. We'll have to see. Good. He's being Madaik. Let's see. The Ritva asked, came out the same question. The Ritva is also over here. The Ritz we gave out on Monday, I believe it was. That's yesterday. It's around 9 lines down. V'chitema. V'ktana lama likra. Anyone doesn't have a Ritva? You don't have Ritvas over there? You got one? Okay. We gave it out yesterday. V'chitema. It's around 9 lines down. Second word on the line. V'chitema. Ktana lama likra. You don't got it? You don't got it? Oh, got it. I only think I have one here. That's it. I only got one here, I'm sorry. V'chi teima. Lama li kra. V'ktana lama li kra. Hash tezevune mazvin la. If he could sell her, for sure, the Kedushin. It's almost the same question. He's drawing from the Gemara that Tosfos drew up from in Narshin Espatata. So the Ritzon Tosfos asked him out the same question. Now what Ari was noticing was that the Ritzva just asked the question from Kedusheha Miboya. The Tosfos asked the question from Kesef Kedushin Miboya. So let's see the terutzim, because the terutzim are not identical either. What's the terutzim? Let's see Tosis's teretz first. It says Tosis v'yeshloimer deloy dami. Degabe maisa yodeha nicha. Ki kishe mochra moicher maisa yodeha. Sharei lemalachta nimkeres. Avo kedusheha loy shaycha b'mecher. Afa pishiyocha liyoda. Haino b'kesef shanimkra. Avo kedusheha mamish loy matzinu shum schus la'av. Loy matzinu shum schus la'av. What is the ritual? What's Tosis saying? Listen, from the fact that I could sell you means that I could get Ma'isi Yodayim, because what am I selling? Ma'isi Yodayim. So if I sell Ma'isi Yodayim, I obviously have Ma'isi Yodayim. But if I sell her as a slave, does that mean I have Kesef Kedushin? No. No. Ein la shum schus. The Lashon again. Garnished mit garnished. Father's no schus in her kedushin. Tosis Bavar and hold on a second. There's something called yiud, which means that after she finishes being an ama evriya, you know what happens to her? She marries the guy. Where's the kesef? It's the kesef he gave originally to who? Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not true. There is a schus. I have schus in the money. What do you mean? Hold on a second. I got schus in the money. No. He says, Afal pish yocha liyada, haynu b'kesef shenimkura, aval b'kdushea mamish lometzina shum schus la'af. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shurkin explains what exactly is that shaklavatari over there, how it works yiud. That's not really kesef kedushin over there. There's no real kesef kedushin over there.
Either way, she's only being
and a chanami, but where the kesef? Who got the kesef? Who gets the kesef? The father. So you see, I get kesef kedushin.
Are we talking about kesef kedushin in his answer, or
what?
Are we talking about kesef kedushin or kabbalah?
So I don't know. He mentions the word kesef. You have to know exactly what. I don't know, hold on for a second. Let me try to bring this down. We'll see. Okay, you hold on to that?
Okay.
So what Tosis is saying is that in order for us to draw from the fact that he could sell, it has to be that what he sold, we see he has. So when he sold her for Ma'isi Yadayim. So what does that mean he has? Ma'isi Yadayim. When he sold her, did he sell her for the kedushin? No, lo metzina shum schus v'kedushin. He's not getting the kesef kedushin. Mechatesi. From here alone, I wouldn't know it. That's Tosis's answer. The ritva is a different answer. Different answer. What's the ritva's teretz? Says the ritva. Back over here. Ika lemeimar shani mechira. Shiloi machaloi elos chusoi sharei af mirishus adon yoitza benairus. Ava kedushin sheino yoitza be bagus veloi benairus. Ein adam meicher davar sheino shaloi. What is he saying? Ava kedushin sheino yoitza be bagus veloi benairus. Ein adam meicher davar sheino shaloi. What's he saying? He says, there's a time limit on how, when you sell someone, how long are you selling her for? Only until she's an ayur. Okay. But when you marry someone, how long are they married for? Forever. So I don't have the ability to marry her forever. I can't do that. What it sounds like to me is as follows. According to the Ritva, Lu Yehei Kedushin would only be up till 12. Luyeh Kedushin would only be up to 12. Would I say from the fact that you could sell her, you could be Mekadosh her?
Sure.
Yes. Yes. According to Tosis, would I say from the fact that you could sell her, you could be Mekadosh her?
No.
No Shaychis. Because selling is only Ma'isi Yadayim. And could be Mekadosh her, nothing to do. But according to the Ritva, no, I see from the fact that you can sell her, you can be Mekadosh. The problem is, you can only sell her for how long? Till she's 12. So you can't be Mekadosh forever. if kedushin could be somehow could be contained into only up until 12, ain't a chadami. Go ahead, be makadosher.
Aren't you able to marry off to a slave of yours, maybe a kid's?
No, not your daughter.
No, not your daughter. When you sell her as an amma, the master can now make her marry a slave.
That's only a amma of shivcha kananas. I don't know. What
it's only evident in shivcha kananas, yeah, not amma. Yeah.
There's no such thing as mean here, right?
No. No mean. So basically there's a machlekes here. I want you to understand there's a machlekes. But I think, I also want you to understand.
So you put the rabbi, this is a makar?
What?
This is a makar going to the rabbi for a kedusha baritana? From the chimkar?
No, it's not. Because the maisa, it's not a makar. Because the maisa, this kedusha would go on for, in theory it would have been a makar. But it can't be, because being that Kedusha goes on even after your Ketana, therefore, he says, therefore, I can't sell something that I'm not, it's not my schus.
Why isn't this a thing everywhere? Now, based Sevilla, Koshvach Nurim, Avia, same thing. Yeah, Koshvach Nurim, but she's going to be married even past Bagra, so how do you learn out?
If we're trying to learn out that she's going to stay married. If you're only trying to learn out that the Koyach of marriage.
How do you learn out anything? That you can marry off a Naira that's going to go past Nairas. You don't have that right to do that. How are we ever
going to
learn out?
No, well, it's only a problem according to Ritva, meaning, of course, it's not a problem that she's
eventually. Yeah, but that's because of, that might be. So, that's a good question. We have to try to think about that. It's a good question he's asking, Daniel. It's not a question on the Ritva. But I want to hold off for that for a second, okay?
Why did Tosfos ask that question? Have Kedushin? We see from his answer, there's no Sheikhis.
Oh, so I think that Tosfos, he asked from Kesef Kedushin, Tosfos could never say the answer of the Ritva. Why not? Because Taisis is just looking for you to get the Kesef. The Kesef you get now. Taisis was never discussing whether you could be Makadish or can't be Makadish. Therefore, Taisis is not discussing about, you know, about the Etzem Kedushin. Therefore, Taisis couldn't say the Ritva's Teretz. The Ritva's talking about, do I have the Bailus on the Etzem Kedushin? The Taisis is just talking about the money. I want to know if I can get the money. So to say that the Kedushin is going to last longer than that, that's not answering my question. I'm talking about the money. And the transfer of the money is going to happen right now. And the Ritva won't say Taisus is Teretz. Because Taisus Teretz is, you have no Shaychus to Kedushin. The Ritva says, I don't care that we have no Shaychus to Kedushin. That ain't a Chanami. The Ritva is not bothered by that. The Ritva has a Hava Amina that the father can be Mekadasher. And you can learn that from Maisei Daim. I don't think Taisus even ever had a Hava Amina you can learn that from Kedushin. What does being Mekadash your daughter have to do with the fact that you could sell her as an Oma? What Shaychus? Lakshin Kugel. They have nothing to do with each other. They have nothing to do with each other. He never had a Hava Amina you're going to learn that. You could be Mekadosh your daughter. All you can learn is Kesef. Gelt. Listen, when I sell her as an Amma, what does that mean? I own her Maisa Yadayim. Right? And I can marry her off. And I get the money. So if I'm getting the money, I should get the money. I see from here, I get the money. Says Tosfos, no, the money of Yehud is not your money. But we never thought I could learn out from the fact that I could that a person can sell his daughter as a slave, that he's the koyach to be mekadosher, according to Tosfos. It's purely been a gayer to the money. Mashenkin, according to the Ritva, we had a Hava Amina that mommy should give him a mekadosher.
In Yud, who is the mekadosh when it happens?
In Yud?
There is a daughter?
When he wants to do it later, it's Giyud can, L'chayra in theory, can happen about Garcha.
No, I understand, but I'm saying
Das.
Yeah,
Das.
Yeah.
I'm saying
yeah.
who's the Makadosh?
I'm saying there's Das and the father usually.
It seems like that.
You would only get the
Kesef. So how is Tosfos question?
Right.
What does it mean?
Seems like not. Seems like from here he's not the Makadosh. He's the Maskana for sure not. Right. Have a minute, he's the Makadosh.
Who's the Tera?
I have to see. Yeah, it could be Makadosh Baal Korcha, almost like Yivama.
If Tosfos' question is lowest Strach Kra, why would it be lowest Strach Kra for only half?
Oh, good, so we have to figure that out. Go to Baal. We're going to figure that out, I think. I would say, I think the Machlaikis between the Ritva and Tosfos is the Machlaikis between the Reb Shlomo Hyman and the David Bavarsky. I'll explain you how. According to Reb Shlomo Hyman, Reb Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, Reb Shlomo Hyman, can a person who sells his daughter, force her to work? Can a person force an amah to work? Yes. Can a person who a father force his daughter to work? Yes. So what does that mean? When the Gemara is saying, Hashta Zivune Mazvin, so Maisidem Iboya, what does the Gemara mean to say? That they're identical. Whatever is there is here. So therefore, the Havamina was that if we see it in the Zivune Mazvin, we'll see it over here too. If that's true, we can only have a Havamina Kesef Kedushim. We can't have a Havamina that you see that you can be Makadosh your daughter. You're not Makadosh your daughter when you sell it as an Amma, barring your thoughts. So the Havamina was the Kesef. Kesef of Yehud. I do get the Kesef. So you say I get the Kesef, do I get the Kesef over here? That's Toisus. But the Ritzvah says, no, I have a Havamina, the whole Kedushim you can learn from here. Why? Because the same way I could learn that I get my Yedayim. Why do I get my Yedayim? Hold on a second. My Yedayim is not the same as... My son is an Amma. Can he force her? Yes. Can I force her, says her David Pavarsky? No. So what do we see? Just from the fact that I sell her, you see that I have control over her. And that control affects my rights. I could also be Mekadosher. I could do anything. And in theory, if Kedushin was only for 6 years, Yitaka could. But my control is limited. That's the way that the Ritva learns. Ken Zayin. So over here is the Machlokes. The problem with Tosfos is what Daniel's bringing up. So if the whole Havamin is only that he gets the Kesef, how do you know he's Makadosh? The Gemara is suggesting, we learn from Esbitin Asati, Lishazeh, that he's the Makadosh. All he's saying is get the Kesef Kedushin. How does that work? So Nachsuch, Tosfos and Ksubis says a Pel Dekazach. Says Tosfos and Ksubis, once we know that the father gets the Kesef Kedushin, do you know what that means? He's the Makadosh. Because if he gets the Kesef Kedushin, he's going to have to be the Makadosh. That's the Ritva backwards. The Ritva in... What? Yes, and the Ritva backwards. Rashi can't do this. Because Rashi says, you're giving him a schus, he has to get some sort of benefit. But he can get a benefit without a schus. Right? So Rashi can't do this. But Tosfos is going the Ritva backwards. Tosfos is going to afterwards argue. You'll see, Tosfos in the end is going to say not like that. At the moment, it seems that way. Rabbi say what we're left with, which we have to. Rabbi say this is very complicated. It's not so teef, but you have to be holding. You have to be orangutan. You have to be holding in the sugya. It's really not so difficult, but it's just you have to be holding in everything. We're left with figuring out somewhat in Rashi. So how do we have a havamina over here to learn out these dinim? Are we learning out just that he's Mekadesh? Or are we also learning out, or if we're saying Binurea Beis Aviyah is telling her that he shall Aviyah, so then in Hanami you're learning out you could be Mekadesh and that. But according to, let's say, like Reb David Pavarsky was suggesting, you're only learning out the Shvach Nehurim, how do you see that he's Mekadesh? Where do you learn that from? It's going to depend on the next Gemara. The Gemara is going to suggest Memoina, Mei Surah, Isurah, Mei Memoina. There's a lot of different things over details we have to do with that. But we've basically finished the Tosfos. What we're going to do tomorrow, hopefully, is start the Sugya of Nelef Mina, Memoina, Mei Surah, and things like that. And we're going to have to circle back to some of the things we spoke about.